around about 7:15 in the morning, my daughter, who sleeps at the front of the house, came running into our bedroom screaming and shouting that the car was on fire. She was in a real panic. I ran downstairs and I keep a fire extinguisher in a shed. So I went out and I took a fire extinguisher. The engine was on fire. It seems there was a flammable liquid, according to the fire service, poured down the vents at the engine and set it on fire. So I sprayed, tried to put it out, but it just wasn't for going out. And then was, when the fire extinguisher was done, the tyres then caught fire and the whole... So it was up, and then we just had a sort of whip on the fire service and get the neighbours alerted and get their cars to safety.
And thankfully, no injuries?
No injuries, thank God for that. I have to say that's the, I guess, one of the main points there.
PSNI have reported that three people were seen running away from the scene.
That's right. My daughter had looked out the window. She heard a bang and she opened the blinds and looked out. She seen three people running down the street, and then at the corner right she seen the car, you know, the orange look, and then she looked at it and it was blazing at that stage. So that's when she can really panic and come into the bedroom.
Plenty of public support so far.
There has been, I have to say, it's been non-stop the day from about 9 o'clock this morning on. It's just constant people calling the house, and it's very appreciated, I have to say.